Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8 on it. This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion. It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Never get tired of hearing that. I think as we read in that book, mostly improvised monologue by Bill Murray.
Yeah, all improvised.
From Caddyshack and our new resident PGA Tour fan, Woodsy here. First, our people, our businesses, and our leaders will help hashtag Move California Forward. You can help us move forward. Stay connected while listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. The PGA Tour, while it hasn't been a perfect restart, they've had a couple of positive tests. Brooks Koepka had to pull out of the tournament this past week in Connecticut after his caddy tested positive. But for the most part, the golf has been very entertaining. Tournaments have been close down the stretch. The leaderboards have been filled with some of the biggest names in golf. I'd say it's been a pretty big win so far for the PGA Tour as they have returned earlier than pretty much any other sport other than NASCAR.
I was going to ask you.
Country.
I was going to ask you yesterday. Hey, is this always this exciting on Sunday, Ben? Like yesterday wasn't out of all of them so far. I mean, it was kind of exciting. It was exciting.
It was
at the beginning.
I mean, you had some back and forth, and then Dustin Johnson had to hold on at the end. Another big name who won for the 21st time since 2008 and moved into the top five on the career money list. And he's always an entertaining, compelling figure to watch on the golf course. The leaderboard wasn't quite as top-heavy with the huge names. I mean, you know, Rory was back there a few strokes, and Xander Schauffele made a little noise. Phil Mickelson was up there after the first day. He was in the lead early, or second day, but then he had a bad Saturday and kind of fell off the map there. But it has been very entertaining, and I would say sometimes it's even more so. When you get the fans then involved and you get the roars on Sunday, it becomes even more dramatic. But for the most part, for these kind of ho-hum tournaments, the ones that you don't usually pay attention to if you're a casual golf fan and you just watch the majors, the fields have been much better for these tournaments.
Yeah.
Because they miss so many. You've had some of the bigger names competing, which has led to, I think, more compelling leaderboards these first 3 weeks. We'll see if that continues. I've got to imagine that most of these guys, after 3 weeks on, a lot of them
take a week off,
ready to take a week off. Golf heading to Detroit for the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Probably the one I would sit out myself if I had to. Yeah, you know, let's see. They've played Hilton Head. They played in Fort Worth. And now they played in Hartford. It's just getting progressively worse every week. Now we're off to Detroit. Yeah, I've got a little thing. My back is just a little tight after playing these last three. I'm going to sit this one out.
And then after that, they actually have two straight tournaments at the same course, which I don't even totally understand either. But they're going to be playing at Dublin. First, some sort of charity-type tournament, then the Memorial, rescheduled the week after that. I don't know what that's going to look like, but they're going to try to bring fans back.
In Dublin?
In Ohio. In Dublin,
Ohio. Oh, Dublin, Ohio, yeah.
Dublin, Ohio. We'll see if that continues in the next couple of weeks. But, yeah, I think you've had fun watching some golf. I've had fun watching some golf.
Well, you always do. But it's funny because you'd think that I would be, you know, watching all these old baseball games. I haven't watched one. Not one of them. I have seen them. I know how they turn out. So in my need and desire for competition, for sport, as it were, I have been very comfortable on Sundays lying around watching golf. And who knows? It just goes to show you people can change, Ben, after all.
Let me ask you, Woodsy, are you an Ian Poulter fan? I feel like he's kind of one of the more brash players. I mean, he's a Euro, so, you know, that I don't know what you feel about if you're American only when you're cheering for golfers.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
You don't
I'm
mind
not,
the European
no,
guys.
No, I like some of those guys
but
a lot, actually.
He's always been willing to run his mouth a little bit and, you know, talk a little bit of trash, and he has game to back it up. I mean, he's been one of the more solid European players for the past decade on the PGA Tour. So what happened at the Travelers Championship yesterday?
Amazing.
Does this make you a bigger Ian Poulter fan or
much?
Not as, a much bigger Ian
Much bigger.
Fan? All right, so he was playing with Greg Chalmers.
Greg Chalmers.
At the Greater Hartford Open Travelers Championship. Greg Chalmers was on the tee. Ian Poulter was standing to the side.
Yeah, it was just customary, Ben.
Presumably somewhere near the shotgun microphone that picks up the ambient noise for the CBS television broadcast and Golf Channel. And here's what it sounded like.
Come on. Yeah,
Isn't it supposed to be more silent than that?
That's a great line, but
yeah, you
Greg
let that
Chalmers.
You let that one fly. Ian Poulter has admitted guilt. This is on TMZ this morning. He's copped to ripping a tremendous ass blast during a televised golf tourney. And yeah, the video is just as hilarious as it sounds. Yeah. Did you get that? Chalmers says, stay over there. It's supposed to be more silent than that. Poulter later commented on social media. On social media, taking full ownership. 3-club win this morning on the first tee. Always beware of the live mic. He also clowned Chalmers, saying, the best bit, everyone thinks it was you.
I did too. When I first saw that video,
me too.
Because all I saw was Chalmers teeing up. I go, did he, like, right as he was hitting the ball? Was that what happened there?
One more time, Bully. Yeah, what you want to do when you drive, you want to hold it in. And then after you hit it, release. Just let the energy all flow out of
it's
you.
It's form.
It's full form. And oh, my God. That's the most clear fart I've ever heard.
I haven't really considered that, but that is, I mean, if you don't see Ian Poulter in the video. You only see Greg Chalmers. And you hear the sound. You hear the sound of the ball hitting, which is over there. And you just kind of in your mind assume, well, that second sound must be coming from the tee box as well.
And I said it earlier. So if I'm Chalmers, the rest of the day, that was on one, the rest of the day, as I line up to take my drive, all I'm going to hear in my mind is, as I stand over a putt for 4 feet and a bird, look down. That's all I'm going to hear.
Very strategic social distancing practices.
I'm
going to make sure that no one stands within 6 feet of me.
Bro, I would laugh. I would be screwed the whole round. If somebody did that to me, thank God he didn't do it in the middle of his backswing. Can you imagine? Paul, is there a way to, is there a way to put it in the, like in the middle of his backswing?
We need some editing time for that. But, and then he snaps one like out of bounds or in the trees.
What happened? Nothing. They can't do anything.
Can't take, no take back.
Holy crap, man. That's
our golf talk for the morning.
I would talk golf way more often if that happened.
Cody Decker from the Swings and Misses Radio.com program is going to join us. He's going to be talking to Trevor Hoffman later this morning, but it's always good to chat with Cody.
Did you get it? That's amazing. Right in the middle of his backswing.
It's not how it happened. I'll talk to Cody Decker coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.